All right, so we have Apo. He's going to give us a really good talk about abusing reborrowing for fun, profit, and a safe point garbage collector. Take it away.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm stupid excited to give this talk, so I might be talking a bit fast and maybe a bit loud, but I'm Apo Alasuutari. I work at Valmet Automation over in Finland. I'm a software architect there, building a browser-based automation UI platform. So the stuff that I work in TypeScript actually can bring plants down and cost millions of dollars or euros a day if it comes down, so that's fun. I'm a choir singer. I'm an open source enthusiast and an albatross especially. I'm a data-oriented design zealot, and I'm also developing with some other friends Nova JavaScript engine in Rust, so I'm a Rust developer by night. And this is basically going to be about Nova, but in not quite so clearly. Okay, quick refresh on lifetimes and borrowing in Rust. So we have lifetimes and we have references, and those are two different things. You must remember that, it's important. Lifetimes, it's when you can access something, when something can be used, and references is how you access the stuff. With lifetimes, we have three types. We have the static lifetime, works for the whole program, doesn't matter when you use it, just don't mutate it from multiple threads at the same time. Owned lifetime, that's like a vec or a box, starts when you create it, and when it ends when it's moved out. Somebody else gets that, and they get their own owned lifetime at that point. And then we have generics, lifetime generics, the tick A that you take in your function. That is valid for the entirety of the function, for the whole function call. Some of this might be not quite correct, but it's good enough at least. Shared borrows work, or they observe a T for the duration of tick A, and nobody is allowed to mutate that T while it's being observed. Let's not talk about internal mutation, that's not relevant today. And then we have exclusive borrows, which basically say, I am mutating T for the duration of tick A, and nobody is allowed to observe that stuff. Okay. What is reborrowing then? Reborrowing is the stuff you do all the time. Whenever you use a reference, you make a reborrow. Always when you pass a reference to another function as a parameter, it gets reborrowed for the shorter duration, for the duration of that function call. And if the lifetime, if that borrow you give, escapes that function somehow, then the compiler will, I assume anyway, start thinking, this escape.